Okay, can you hear me?
You're on the air.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday urged the Republican-run Senate to consider without delay his upcoming nomination to fill the U.S. Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg just weeks before the election. President Trump says that he has already composed a short list of possible Supreme Court nominees. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky vowed on Friday night, just hours after Ginsburg's death, to call a vote for Mr. Trump's upcoming nominee. Democrats say it is hypocrisy after McConnell refused to consider President Barack Obama's nominee, Judge Merrick Garland. And this is just 11 months before the 2016 election. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump on Saturday touted what he called a fantastic deal that could see Oracle and Walmart become U.S. tech partners for TikTok, which the president is seeking to ban over security concerns. He told reporters at the White House he was getting the deal with Oracle with his blessing, and that he had addressed U.S. national security concerns. About 100 million people use TikTok, Americans, and U.S. officials have expressed concern about user data and potential for China to access that information. Mr. Trump's critics have said that while TikTok security risks are unclear, the sweeping ban he had proposed raised concerns about the government's ability to regulate free expression. Tens of thousands of people joined the biggest protest in years in Thailand Saturday, cheering calls to curb the power of the country's monarchy as well as the removal of a former coup leader, the Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha. The protests have been building in the Southeast Asian country since mid-July. They have broken a long-standing taboo by criticizing monarchy as well as seeking a new constitution and elections. Thai authorities have said that criticizing the monarchy is unacceptable in a country where the king is constitutionally enthroned in a position of revered worship. News reports estimate that at least 30,000 people took part in the demonstration Saturday. Organizers say that there were more than 50,000, while police said that there were 18,000. That's still enough to make it the biggest since the power takeover in 2014. Police in the capital of Belarus cracked down sharply on Saturday against the women's protest march, demanding that the president's resignation take place, arresting more than 200 people, including elderly, an elderly woman has become a symbol of the six-week protests that have roiled the country. Among those detained during Saturday's demonstration was prominent 74-year-old Nina Baginska. During the weekend protests, people and police officers blocked demonstrators in several locations. The demonstration first began after the country's presidential election last month that officials say handed Alexander Lukashenko a sixth term in office with an overwhelming 80% of support. Opponents of the longtime leader have claimed that the election was in fact rigged. Find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.